أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. صدق الله العظيم. Yesterday we discussed some aspects with regards to the virtues of these two surahs, Falaq and Nas, which is known as Mu'awadatain, the two surahs in which we gain the protection and the shelter of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and other related matters were discussed. Some of the commentators have expressed that when we look at seeking refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is clearly two aspects to it. Seeking the refuge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world, matters pertaining to our worldly life, and obviously matters pertaining to our deen. And both are indispensable. We need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's protection and the protection of all the difficulties that we may face in this world and the difficulties with regards to our deen which will impact in our hereafter. So we find that in Surah Falaq, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the difficulties that man faces in this world with regards to our material life, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us to recite the surah to understand the meaning. So when we are reciting the surah, either in our salat or whether it is out of our salat, at least we know and we understand and we realize what we are asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other aspect, Ibn Kathir rahimahumullah, a great commentator of the Quran, has made a very, very pertinent point. And he said that when we look at shaitan, for example, and when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the fight against shaitan, then always you will find in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to resort to Allah. Because shaitan is such an enemy that we cannot see, an enemy that is sometimes within us, an enemy that may attack us from any side, we are not capable on our own, we do not have the spiritual energy to fight shaitan, and hence we are forced to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's protection from shaitan. So those are the two important aspects with regards to this surah. Now just looking at a glimpse of Surah Falaq, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ. O Muhammad al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say, I seek refuge, I seek the protection in the Rabb of the Falaq, in the Rabb of daybreak. Now when we look at the word Rabb, we all know that it refers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being the sustainer, not only sustainer meaning that He feeds us, but Allah brought us into existence from total non-existence. Allah brought us into existence, and then according to our conditions in the various stages of our lives, be it the wombs of our mothers, be it in our infancy when we were children, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sustained us according to our needs. And here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about one particular part of the day, which perhaps is not more than a few minutes, that when we will notice, that when the light comes on the horizon, and that is in actual fact the daybreak that we speak about. So why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make particular mention about that? When Allah is the creator, Allah is the Rabb of all times. Allah is the Rabb of this world. Allah is the Rabb of the hereafter. Allah is the Rabb of the past. Allah is the Rabb of the future. But particular mention of the Rabbil Falaq has been made here because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to draw our attention to the fact that when we find evil, when we find things that harm us and people that harm us, and more especially when we speak about the issues of witchcraft, sorcery, etc., we will find that it is generally practiced at night. And the daybreak signals an end to all those type of practices. And it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that brings about this daybreak. Also, some ulama have explained that the coming of the day and the light brings hope in a person. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to. And this is what Allah tabarakahu wa ta'ala wants to make us aware of. Now, what do we ask protection from? Min shadri ma khalaqa. From all those things that all the evils that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, one very, very important aspect, and this we have to be very brief about, is that everything has been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is a creation of Allah. Whether it is good, whether it is bad, whether it is iman, whether it is kufr, nobody else could have created kufr but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now it doesn't mean that He has created it, we have to carry it out. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created it and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us to keep away from it. So here we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evils of everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. So it will mean all evil insofar as our aqidah is concerned, insofar as our iman is concerned. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from kufr. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from the evil of our own desires. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from all the debasing and evil qualities that human beings have. And together with that, one important aspect is, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from the evil of calamities. Now some ulama have explained that when we look at calamities, one is a calamity in itself that is detrimental and has a direct effect on our lives, and there are the calamities that may be indirectly affecting us. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for protection from all that. Then, وَمِنْ شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبَ. The next form of protection we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the protection of the evil of the night when it enshrouds. Now again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about the seconds of the night. That when the night becomes dark, and when that darkness covers the entire night, we're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for protection. Because again, that is the time when sorcerers, witch people of witchcraft, etc. will practice whatever their rituals be. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the protection of that time also. وَمِنْ شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدِ. And from the evil of the نَفَّاثَات. نَفَّاثَات are those women who blow the knots, blow into the knots of witchcraft. And here, very, very specifically, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding us to make this dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That there are times when people will become jealous and people may carry out these things against us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us that we should be asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's protection from them also. One some important aspects with regards to that, there is one very important part of it is that how does witchcraft come into being very, very quickly is the person that is involved in the sorcery. That person takes names of shaitan, that person carries out rituals, worship of shaitan, praises shaitan, carries out deeds that will please shaitan. And in actual fact, it is the influences of shaitan that will make these things come into being, and hence the person who is the target of the sorcery is affected with it. And lastly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنْ شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدٍ. And from the evil of the person who is jealous when he becomes jealous. People are jealous, but sometimes when the jealousy becomes effective, then that is most detrimental to an individual, and we seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's protection from there. Now there is one important aspect with regards to this also, that if people do not become jealous about us, then we should be worried and concerned. Because we do not have qualities that people will become jealous of. Nobody is jealous about the door in our homes or the window pane in the homes because it doesn't have any qualities. So when we have qualities, noble qualities within us, that is obviously going to attract people and attract the jealousy. But on the other hand, we should not show out those ni'mas that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us in a manner in which it will attract people's jealousy also. So on the one hand, there needs to be a great degree of care that we need to take on the one hand, and on the other side, it is something that is naturally going to happen, and we need to be aware of all this, but also remember that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has left a very, very rich legacy. He's left a noble precedence in that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had come to know, and he had come to know by wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this is the person that had carried it out, but yet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not retaliate. Now just one concluding remark on the surah is many of us go to various amils, etc. And these amils will sometimes divulge information. Now we don't know whether that information is true or not, but you can ask the ulama-i kiram that that information does not even hold in an Islamic court of law when they level allegations against people who had carried out a certain acts of sorcery or witchcraft. And then we have this kind of animosity in our hearts against people, but we are not sure what the Sharia will term as something that is dhanni. It is a suspicious thought that comes into the heart of someone, and then we begin to create plans and plots about the person. We begin to speak ill about the person. Now, if the person did the wrong, then we are also doing equal wrong, because now, without any proof in the Sharia, we are leveling allegations against a person who could otherwise be absolutely 100% innocent of the crime that we are speaking about. So these are few aspects that we should be bearing in mind. And then, of course, there are many of us that need to balance our lives in respect to this, that whilst it is a reality, the jadu, sorcery, witchcraft is a reality, but we also need to understand that we cannot be living our lives going every day and every week from one amil to the other and trying to sort out these problems. Let us go directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and from the treasures of Allah. We can see the richness of the surah. We can see that these can be no other words but the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has included every form of evil that can afflict us in our lives. And this is what we need to do. We need to become proactive in these matters. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.